Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson. 97.1 The Ticket, also streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv, and streaming through the radio.com app, where you can take the show anywhere with you on your mobile device, and streaming through our website, 971theticket.com. If you're heading into work, perhaps, listen to the show on your desktop, your laptop, whatever the case may be. Twitch you can see. Twitch you can see inside Gator's house. I noticed people commenting on your hat, Gator. Yes, indeed. Gator's wearing a Yellowstone hat, which is maybe my favorite Christmas gift of the season, Gator.
Thank you, Doug.
I was so fired up when I saw that. Given your love of that show, you love that show. I love that show, but you are the original Yellowstone fan and have been a champion of that program. When does season four start? Do we know?
Not soon enough. I don't know if it's June, maybe, something like that.
And you never know when things are going to be delayed because of...
I'm amazed that, with COVID, that new content with TVs and movies and stuff like that.
But. Exactly. I'm going to read this last one from William, who's parked his car in Royal Oak. He says the following. I've been listening to this conversation for the last 5 minutes, and I have counted 16 people driving and using their phones. For the record, I'm parked right now. 16 people for the last 5 minutes. He saw using their phones while driving. So, hey, stop doing it, people. Stop doing it, people. And stay out of the left lane unless you're passing somebody. Okay, Gator. So, I saw this tweet, and I can't find where it came from. So, I'm taking this with a bit of a grain of salt. Okay. It is attributed to a credible media outlet. That credible media outlet is NBC Sports, but I haven't found the original report. It was tweeted by NFL Rumors, and they tweeted, the Lions expected to franchise wide receiver Kenny Golladay, but would need a second round pick to move him per NBC Sports. So they franchise him. If they franchise him with the intent to keep him, but let everybody know, we would move him if you give up a second round pick. What do you make of this?
First of all, I'll just take it at face value. If somebody offered the Lions a second round pick for Kenny Golladay, would I take it? 100%. 100%. I would take that second round pick for Kenny Golladay. I question whether that's even something that could be done, though.
It questioned the feasibility of that.
Yeah. Would another team want to trade a second-round pick for Kenny Golladay? Sure. I'm sure they would. But given the time where he's at, I mean, he's on the cusp of being a free agent unless they franchise him. And then are you going to want to take Kenny Golladay for the franchise tag and then you're going to try to work out a long-term deal? I mean, I guess. I mean, he's going to – what the Lions are saying is that we're not going to let him hit the – in this story, if it's true, is that they're saying that we're not going to let him hit the free market.
Yeah.
We'll let him hit the free market, but it'll be on our terms, and you can get him, but you're going to have to come strong with a second-round pick. I think that sounds like a smart thing for the Lions to do. You know, you're kind of playing both sides of it. Do you want Kenny Galladay or not? Yep. For the crowd that wants him, well, hey, we're signing him to the franchise tag. For the crowd that doesn't, you're saying, well, if there's real interest in the guy, we can get something for him. So it's interesting that if this is how it's playing out in you know, somebody floats a trial balloon out there.
Look, the asking price should be high because you can ask for something like this if you honestly are perfectly fine with him coming back, right? You can ask for something that's a high price tag if nobody takes your offer. I mean, I guess you could say, well, okay, we'll take less, but it has a lot of, if you don't care, if nobody bites, that's perfectly fine. Like you're comfortable with keeping him, and that's kind of puts you in the position of power. So I like where the Lions are on this. I like that they're asking, if it's, again, if this report is true, that it's a second round pick, and NFL rumors attributed to NBC Sports. Okay. All right. Ask for a second round pick. And be comfortable that if nobody takes it, Kenny Galladay's back. And, you know, I'd prefer that somebody takes it. I started looking at teams that need wide receivers. Second round is picks 33 through 64. The best of teams with second round picks that are looking for wide receivers, Philly at 37 would be okay. Miami has two second round picks, so maybe they would be give up their pick at 36 or 50. I'm going to guess they'd choose 50 and the Lions would choose 36. If I were the Lions, I would take 50. but other teams, the Bengals at 38, the Giants at 42, Baltimore at 58, the Patriots at 46, the Jets at 34. I'm sorry, the Jets at 34 are the best. Philly at 37. These are teams that wide receiver is one of their top, you know, one or two priorities going into the draft. Teams that aren't in the Lions division. My guess is they... even though, you know, we've debated whether or not this should be a real thing, kind of is that you just don't send your assets to teams in your division. But, you know, those are some teams that would, I mean, are you going to get somebody better than Kenny Galladay in the second round? You could. You just won't have to pay them as much, right?
Right. He was, what, a third round pick?
He was a third round pick. And, you know, if you think this is a deep draft of wide receiver, you might say, well, I'll just take my chances on a second round pick or a third round wide receiver and not have to pay them as much. Because if you take Kenny Galladay on a franchise tag, you're taking about $16 million for the season. So I suppose it also would have made sense to look up, now that I'm talking this through live on the air, to look up cap space to see who would have an abundance of cap space that would be able to take on the contract and also has a need at wide receiver.
Yeah, and it's all, of course, pertinent right now because the Lions can actually franchise them today if they wanted to.
Yep. They could. We're in this two-week window.
I think this is the perfect play for the Lions. That you got to operate like you are in a position of power. You know, like, you know, if you don't need it, Gator, they just give it to you sometimes, right?
That's right.
So you walk in there, you know, yeah, we'll keep Kenny Galladay. It's a year. It's not a big deal. It's not like is this money they use on Kenny Galladay, if they franchise him, going to prevent them from signing some big free agent that you want? No, because you don't want any big free agent anyways, right? So
right,
you still need a receiver. We talk about this every day. They still need to line up receivers out there for Jared Goff or whoever's playing quarterback to throw to. They have two guys under contract right now. So if they franchise Kenny Galladay, and worst case scenario is they keep Kenny Galladay for 1 year at $16 million, whatever the franchise tag is, they're cool with that. They can move on the next year. They draft someone young this year. They get a free agent next year. The upside is, you want to trade for him? We're looking for a second-round pick. Someone might get desperate enough. Baltimore, Philly, you know, teams that think they're close and need a receiver, a playmaking receiver like Kenny Galladay, might step up to the plate. I think it's perfect then just letting him walk. And I know compensatory pick would be a third-round pick, but maybe that's not enough for the Lions. You know, I endorsed the sign and trade from the beginning. If it's a second round pick, I'm ecstatic, you know. But I know you'd go for it too, Gator, and you're not sure how feasible it is. Maybe it's not feasible. But if someone does do it, the plan worked out perfectly, right? And you always look at worst case scenario. They keep him for a year.
It's not the worst case scenario
exactly.
I've ever heard
That's
of.
What I mean,
right. No, it's not at all.
Factoring in the salary cap, you could probably eliminate Philly and the Giants, Patriots, Miami. Who else here has an abundance of cap space? Patriots, Jets, teams that could be interested in him. So I guess the best deal could possibly be the Jets' second round pick at 34 for Kenny Galladay, since we're talking in those terms. But I would imagine the Giants and Philly are probably out because they don't want to spend $16 million on a wide receiver. And they could draft one much cheaper. So do you think you're going to get this? Then the next question is, could this actually happen? And I would lean towards no.
Oh.
I don't think anybody's given up a second round pick for him. Love to talk about it. We're going to talk about it when these things are reported, but I can't see anybody biting on that.
I have a hard time seeing that as well, but it's good to dare to dream that's something that could happen.
Yeah, and it's good to operate from a position of power. I said it yesterday because somebody called up and said they think the Lions can get a first-round pick for Galladay on a tag and trade. And I said, if they get a first-round pick, then we got a ninja as a GM. I think that might be true even if we get a second-round pick, that he's GM ninja. If you get a second-round pick and a tag and trade for Kenny Galladay, I will be ecstatic with GM ninja pulling that off.
Yeah, I like the term GM ninja. That would be nice.
Yeah. So
it would be nice. Any kind of I'm so into the draft that draft capital really excites me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and moving on from a player that I'm ready to move on from anyway. Yeah, perfect situation.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.